the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
From Sunday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills, in between smashing the Chiefs' face in and then rubbing their face in what they had done, there was a delay, a lightning delay, and it brought up a really controversial topic.
Did you see the lightning, by the way?
No.
It looked cool as hell.
Oh, yeah.
They are eating sandwiches, although a couple have complained to me that there's too much peanut butter on the sandwiches. It's like 70-30 with the jelly, so they're not enjoying those as much. But basically keeping it, you know, business-like, but very relaxed. I mean, if you talk to the guys that I've run into, it's relaxed. Now, the best-case scenario, the NFL tells us, is that 9:45 is the time that these players could get back out here on the field. They'd give them 5 or 10 minutes to warm up. But again, that's the best-case scenario. We just don't have anything firm right now. Al.
All right, Michelle, so that would be 10 minutes from now. All right, we're going to send it back to the studio. Mike Tirico, I want to know what the proper ratio is on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Back to you.
Well, I have a nut allergy, so I'm the one here who's not the expert.
Shut up, Tirico.
Oh, man.
Not everybody has to go around your life.
Find a guy who doesn't like nuts.
Well, and also, I mean, Al, come on, man. I mean, do some research. If you're going to be on TV,
yeah, you must have a stat boy sitting next to you that can get that information.
There's a million other people that you could have gone to ask the ratio.
So I'm the one here who's not the expert. I'll turn to you guys. Proper balance there, guys?
To me, the real question is it grape jelly or strawberry jelly?
Does that matter?
Yeah. And then how are we cutting it? Are we cutting it square or rectangular?
Wait, and white? I'm sorry.
Answer the question.
Pull the needle across the record.
Strawberry. It's not strawberry.
You're putting strawberry over grape
on
a peanut butter and jelly?
Of course I am.
Yeah, I would too.
Apple jelly's the
best.
What?
Oh, barf. Get out of here with your country boy weirdo stuff.
Yeah, it's apple butter.
No, it's peanut butter and grape jelly. That's what a peanut butter and jelly is.
Yeah, that's fine when you're a child.
Well, okay, fine. Yeah, peanut butter and
jelly. Grape jelly's fine. Adults eat strawberry.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Adults don't eat jelly in general.
Tiny little seeds in their peanut butter and jelly.
Adults don't eat PB&J unless they're in a timeout from their football game.
Well, are you joking? I love a good PB&J.
That's all I ate on the mountain.
So do I. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, they're terrific.
Uncrustables.
Man. Especially if
you want mountain food, those are great.
They're toast the bread a little.
Filled to the brim with fat and calories, and they have no crusts. Adults should not eat jelly.
Well, strawberry jelly, but not grape.
No, jelly.
No jelly.
So
no,
you just eat now. You're out of the world eating peanut butter sandwiches by themselves?
I mean,
preserved.
It's fine.
We've had this fight before.
Preserves.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's just thicker.
Oh, God.
You're serious?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just thicker.
You don't know what preserves are. You're an adult and you do not know what preserves are.
What's the difference between preserves and jam and jelly?
Honestly,
I don't really know.
Preserves have a larger amount of fruit or like larger bits of fruit, less pectin.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're just thicker.
Can you describe pectin?
That's exactly what I just said. You just made it sound smarter. But to us average folks over here, preserves are just that thick stuff that's a little more expensive.
Well,
I'm still waiting on Joe's definition of pectin because I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
Is that the fake sugar stuff?
Huh?
That thickens things up?
I don't know. I'm just going to admit, I don't know. But
preserves have whole fruit or large pieces of fruit. That's what makes them separate.
That's definitely not what I said at all.
Oh, yeah, I don't
know. No, you said something about pectin.
I said it has less pectin.
Less pectin? Yeah.
He did say that it has chunks of fruit.
Okay. Yeah, larger chunks. Here's how it goes.
I don't want chunks of fruit in my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, so it is about thickness, Joe.
No.
Oh, here we are again.
Stop putting that word in my brain.
Thickness?
Yes.
So thick.
Okay. So largest chunks of fruit, preserves, smaller jam, jelly, something craft made in chemistry. Like
that's
obvious to anybody who has eyes and mouths.
Grape jelly.
I can't believe
Welch's
they didn't even get.
So what's
jelly.
The ratio?
50-50.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'd say roughly 50-50.
I like
50-50.
A little more peanut butter.
Maybe more peanut butter than jelly.
Depends what you're doing. 45?
Yeah, I mean, because if I were, if I had to choose between one or the other, I would choose a plain peanut butter sandwich over a plain jelly sandwich. So I would definitely take a higher ratio of
peanut
butter than jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, or if it's toasted. If it's toasted, I'd rather have peanut butter.
Yeah,
but actually, that's a lie. I'd rather have butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Same. With a little bit of like sausage on top.
Toasted PB&J.
Well, now you're creating a different sandwich.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I am. I'm just going for
breakfast. You know what I'd like to have instead?
A pizza.
But why? Okay, back to that. Why were they eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Because it's quick
protein
and easy.
Protein and sugar.
Yeah.
No, but there's got to be like, I mean, something else that is for a professional athlete as opposed
for
to.
For the visiting team in a locker room, though, in a mid-game delay?
Oh, it's sabotage.
Well.
They're filling them with cheap, bad
I think
cheap,
it's pretty
foods.
Normal because every time there's a delay, like, well, we're eating some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and. So I think we all agree after you sort it all out, smooth peanut butter, grape jelly, Wonder Bread. Boom.
Not Wonder Bread. That's a terrible choice for bread, but the other two I agree with.
There's so much gibberish happening right now. I don't even know where that's. Wonder Bread is delicious. It's delicious, especially when you're making a PB&J.
But you're telling me like that's better than peanut butter and jelly on like a nice piece of sourdough or ciabatta, especially if you toast it.
Ciabatta, PB&J?
Oh, yeah.
See, you're getting too fancy for me.
Mm. I'd like to go back to the clip.
Yeah. Okay, Joe.
Okay, all right.
Why couldn't they... Are they so devoid of, like, any information in their brain, like, aside from football, that they can't talk about this for, like, more than 1 second? That guy couldn't just say 50-50 is the ratio. And then
which guy?
Any of them?
Well, I don't
know. No one could talk peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Nobody wanted to take a strong stance. Yeah. Clearly,
yeah.
It
must
be very much too political. That's because they're owned by Disney.
Probably a memo came down from the top.
But also, can we all agree that just in general, that chunky peanut butter is the stupidest product on earth?
It is.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Am I eating peanuts or peanut butter?
Right. I love peanuts.
It's amazing.
But I don't want
Do you want your ice cream to have ice cubes in it too, dum-dum?
I love to eat a peanut
butter sandwich and have it cut up the roof of my mouth a little.
Yeah.
Mm.
You guys have weak ass mouths.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Chunky peanut butter's dumb.
Free beer can't eat Cap'n Crunch. You can't eat like kind of cut up peanuts.
Kelly was crying.
What
do you do when you actually eat peanuts? Does that cut your mouth too?
Yeah, that's why we always see hot wings on a plane just bleeding from his mouth.
Yeah, but that starts, you know, it starts off rounded. I don't care what you say. Chunky peanut butter is stupid.
Oh, God.
Boom. Bold stance.
Yeah.
Chunky is stupid.
It is stupid. It's idiotic.
I mean, they've gotten better at it. Maybe you need to try it again.
No.
Okay.
It's not better.
To me, I mainly do almond butter, and it's all just kind of crunchy because it's almond.
Almond butter is so hard to deal with.
Yeah.
It's so hard to spread. I don't love that.
I only like almond butter that I can get on a unicycle that's socially grown and morally responsible.
And overpriced.
I only buy things that someone told me to, but not in a magazine. Those ruin trees.
But I have a question. Is the almond butter socially grown and morally responsible, or is that the unicycle?
Everything is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Everything. Yeah. And the person on the unicycle.
Yeah, if you only have one wheel, there's less rubber involved, and less rubber equals less oil.
I rode my equality bike to a store that donates all their profits to Root Beats.
How did we go from me just saying a simple comment about how almond butter is delicious, but always chunky, to this?
That's how this show works.
Yeah.
Well, you said what you said.
You said what you said, Hot Wings.
I know, I said what I said.
Chunky peanut butter, which is delicious.
It's from the devil.
My God.
Didn't you, Kelly, this text, didn't you announce that you would never eat peanuts again just yesterday when we played the ice cream game?
I said peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then why do you care?
Well, almonds aren't peanuts. Almonds are a seed. Idiot.
That is a very strong point.
Idiot.
Next question, stupid.
Touche.
You said you'd never eat peanuts again, and I saw you eating crackers yesterday.
Boom, they're seeds. Roasted.
Fatality.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.